You know what the scariest thing is? To not know your place in this world. To not know why you're here. It's just an awful feeling.
Maestro, I want to know where my cake is. I don't see it. Did you not know that today is my birthday?
No.
You did not know that?
I forgot.
You're supposed to know everything because you are the mighty maestro.
What can we find? Maybe you want a Mounds bar?
A Mounds bar.
Will that make you feel better?
No.
Could get you one of those.
A Kit Kat might. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, definitely.
Oh,
although
yeah.
I'm not sure that you can put a candle in a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. I guess you could try. But that would, It's, the month of May is actually quite a big month for my family. It's my birthday. Mm-hmm. And it's also this year. Last week, actually on the 4th, was my 20th wedding anniversary to my sweet bride.
Wow.
And so that was a milestone that we are very, very grateful for. And my oldest daughter will be graduating from high school in a few weeks.
Ooh.
And so we're going to launch into that college world. I'm just, you know, it's been a big month.
I have two grandsons that have a birthday in May.
Uh-huh.
And one granddaughter that has a birthday in May.
Okay. So, see, May is a fantastic, fantastic month. And we're just happy to be here. We're another edition of Career Callings. My name is Robbie Romeiser, your host, and our job, our mission at Career Callings is to help people avoid the financial and emotional pain of a bad career decision by helping them find, prepare for, and pursue the work God has created them to do. You can join us today by phone, text, or email, phone or text, at 864-381-7649. That's 864-381-7649, or by email at robbie@careercallings.net. That's R-O-B-B-I-E at careercallings.net. And also, you can subscribe to our broadcast / podcast, because after it goes off, after it plays on the air, we put it on the web, and you can subscribe to that either at careercallings.net/radio or iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Spreaker, or TuneIn Radio. Maestro, have you ever heard someone say something like this? Oh, that guy, he's a great athlete, and man, he's a superstar now, but when he played for that team way back when, you would have never known he was any good because he didn't fit into that system very well.
Mm.
But when he finally joined a team that played to his strengths, he turned out to be an awesome athlete. You ever heard of something like that before?
Yes, we need a proper fit.
Fit
for that. Yes, I've heard that.
You've heard, yeah, absolutely. Well, I wanted to kind of ask you that question because I heard a story just a few days ago about a guy named John K. Coyle. Have you ever heard of John K. Coyle before?
No.
Not heard of it before. Well, John K. Coyle was being interviewed, and he was telling his story. John is an entrepreneur, but he is also, or has in his past, an Olympic silver medal. He was a silver medalist in the 1994 Olympic Games in short track speed skating. And he was being interviewed by a guy named John Lee Dumas, who has a podcast out there called Entrepreneur on Fire. You ever heard of it before?
No.
It's an interesting little program, and John was one of his guests. And one of the stories that John told about his life regarding his speed skating just struck home with me. He had been training to be in the Olympics by himself because he was a full-time student. And was trying to train on the side. And just by training on his own, he had attained the 12th position in the world as a short track speed skater. After he graduated from college, he decided to join the Olympic team squad to train. And he joined in with their group where they had the 4 times a day training and, you know, all about strength training and diet and all the other stuff that goes with that. And under that program, he went from first to 12th in the world down to 34th in the world, And then eventually he got so bad under the Olympic training program, he was off the team.
What?
Yeah. And then
what?
Yeah. So he's doing it on his own and just doing stellarly well. And then he joins the team and gets all this professional coaching and has this system and, you know, the system that's designed to build winners and all that good stuff. And he totally fails during that time. So he made a decision to quit the team, not the sport, but quit the team and begin training on his own again, as he had done as a college student. So for a year, he trained on his own. And during that time, he kind of tried to analyze why he had done so poorly versus what he needed to do to get better again. And he decided to change the question he was asking. The question that was being asked of him while he was part of the Olympic training team was, What can we do to make John stronger so he can go faster? And that, of course, means 3 or 4 practices a day, diet, weight training, all the normal things you would imagine. When he was on his own, he's like, you know, that didn't work for me so well, obviously, because I degraded. I did not improve. So he changed the question that he was asking. Not was it any longer, how can I make myself stronger so I can go faster? The question became, what do I need to do to get to the finish line faster? And so the question is very similar, but quite different as well. And as he began to analyze his situation, analyze his strengths and his weaknesses, he changed what he was trying to do. He no longer tried to make himself stronger. He tried to find a way to shorten the amount of distance he needed to skate. And I'm not educated enough on the speed skating sport to know exactly what all the right techniques are. What do you call them, what you don't call them. But bottom line is, he decided to try to find a way to skate a shorter distance with the strength that he had, rather than trying to increase his strength to try to skate the way other people did.
Mm-hmm. Good idea.
Good idea. So basically, he was able to do that. He was able to change his technique and find a way to skate a whole lot shorter track, so to speak, than his competitors. And a year after he decided to start training this way, he went back to, not the Olympics, but to a, he hadn't been in the Olympics yet, so he went to a World Speed Skating Championship, which is kind of like the next best thing to Olympics in an off year. He beat his personal time by 6 seconds, which may not sound like a lot, but you're in a sport where basically if you win, you win by hundreds of a second.
That's right.
So he beats his personal time by 6 seconds. He beats the U.S. record by 4 seconds. And he beats the world record as well to win that world championship tournament. So he's back on the team.
Really?
All right. So then he goes to the 1994 Olympics and wins a silver medal doing it this way. Now, the sad ending of the story is that in 1998, when he went back out, for various reasons, which you know, he would explain if he were here, but for various reasons, he went back into the system. He stopped training on his own. He stopped doing it his way. He went back into the training program to train with the team. And that training program messed him up so much, he did not make the 1998 Olympic short track speed skating team, even though he had won the silver medal in 94 and was a gold hopeful in 98. He did not even make the team. Now, what's the point of all this stuff? Well, just like in sports, also in our careers, there are going to be times when other people's systems, we just don't fit into them. Our strengths and weaknesses do not play well in that system. Our strengths and weaknesses could play well in somebody else's system, or maybe it will be a system of our own making that will make the best of our strengths and weaknesses. So, you know, and we have to have a decent understanding of what our strengths are. And the more we can play to those strengths, the more excellent we can become in our work, the more motivated we can become in our work, the more productive we can become in our work, and thus more valuable, thus become more valuable in the marketplace and to the marketplace. And the more valuable you are in excellence and motivation and productivity, the more valuable you are monetarily in the workplace and also at a human level. Because if you're not doing things excellently, you're probably not having fun. If you're not having fun, you're probably a grouch. And if you're a grouch, you're probably not getting along well with others. And that can drag down your entire team that you're working with. And if you're in business for yourself, that can really hamper and hinder your ability to draw in customers. So your ability to be successful in whatever vocational calling God has called you to is going to be dependent on the amount of excellence, motivation, and productivity you have. Well, the Career Direct Assessment that I've talked about numerous times on the program is a great way, a fantastic tool for helping you understand who you are and how you fit into a system. It may help you understand how you're not doing so well in the system you're currently in because you're not matched up with the type of work that you were designed by God to do. Or maybe you are excelling in your current location and it will help you understand why you're excelling. Or maybe you're just frustrated where you are, and it gives you an understanding of what your strengths and weaknesses are, and gives you encouragement to go out and do something, create some system of your own where you can truly be your best. As an example of that, in last week's program, I mentioned briefly about a Career Direct assessment that I did with a lady named Clara from Indiana. Well, a little bit more information about that assessment. She, Clara, has been in the human resources business for 20 years. I think I may have mentioned that last week. And so it's interesting that someone who's been in human resources would come to someone like me to find out what their next step needs to be in their career step. Well, as we went through that process of the consultation and understood a little bit more about her strengths and weaknesses and her passions and her motivations, we learned that she loves the human side of human resources. She loves being able to match up people and their strengths and their desires and their passions with job openings that are a good match. And also on the other side of that, she gets a great kick out of helping companies find people to fill those needs that they have. So she loves the matchmaking, if I can say it that way. She doesn't really care so much, and I can understand why, for the benefit side of things. She's not a number cruncher, doesn't like dealing with the insurance questions, and certainly doesn't like the bad or the difficult side of the people side, which is firing people. That's always difficult. So even though overall she loves the human resources business, she really excels in and is motivated by and thoroughly enjoys the matchmaking side and not the rest. So through that consultation, we understood that the system she needs to fit into is a system where she can play to that strength and to that motivation and to that productivity and deal with the type of work like, say, executive recruiting or career coaching that enables her to engage in the type of work that and the type of system that she would best thrive in and maybe look to get out of the world she's in now where she has to do all of the above. A system where she can do well in but can't be at her best. So, Career Direct Assessment, something to consider. Check out careercallings.net/discover to learn more about what we do with the Career Direct Assessment generated by Crown Ministries and how it might benefit you. See you on the other side of the break.
God's holiness demands that His creation should not distort anything about Him or about the creation itself. God could not create processes that would counter His own nature or that would lead man to conclude something untrue about God. Join us for Science, Scripture, and Salvation, a radio ministry of the Institute for Creation Research, as Dr. Morris examines how God's character absolutely forbids evolutionary methods.
Saturday morning at 7:30 on Christian Talk 660.
I'm sitting here on location with Blake Burrow of the Knights of Siena Fencing School. And Blake, tell me how you see Teach Me Morpheus benefiting your business.
I have a lot of students, and not everybody either has the time or the ability to take private lessons, and some of the kids would like to practice at home. It is a way for them to make sure that the things that they are practicing are being done the exact same way that they learned in class. For me, as a revenue stream, I only have so many hours in the day to be able to give private lessons. So now people can purchase them at home, and now instead of just serving one person at a time, I could serve as many people that want to learn something about fencing are now my customers.
Help your customers make money for your organization. That's what TeachMeMorpheus.com, a new online learning platform, can do for your business or nonprofit. To learn more, check out TeachMeMorpheus.com, referral code HISRADIO. That's TeachMeMorpheus.com, referral code HISRADIO.
I want to be riding my bike.
But at this moment, he's fighting leukemia.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital is saving lives with pioneering research and care.
And we'll never have to pay St. Jude for anything.
Please take a moment and visit stjude.org today.
Only 27% of college grads are working in the career field for which they studied. The average cost of college is a little bit more than 18 grand a year. This means that 73% of college grads waste $75,000 and years of their lives pursuing fields of study they will never use in real life. To learn more about how you or someone you love can use biblical wisdom to avoid the financial and emotional pain of a bad career decision, visit careercallings.net/discover, careercallings.net/discover.
All right, I'm in studio here today with Dr. Jerome II of Palmetto Proactive Healthcare. Doctor, how do you see Teach Me Morpheus helping your business?
For example, I see you for a sinus infection, and you realize you forgot to ask me something. Teach Me Morpheus can have one of our videos for sinus infection that you click, you can go through my instructions. We'll basically become a 24/7 resource for our patients.
To learn more, check out teachmemorpheus.com, referral code HISRADIO. That's teachmemorpheus.com, referral code HISRADIO.
You're locked into Christian Talk 660.
But our lives aren't just measured in years. They're measured in the lives of people we touch around us.
This feels like my calling and my purpose in life. There's something different about this journey that's more heart connected.
Purpose is more than just your core of your own self. It's beyond your own identity. Everybody ultimately wants to serve other people.
You can have everything in life you want. You'll just help enough other people get what they want.
And that little bit of sadness in the mornings you spoke of, perhaps you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
$66. Maestro, mighty maestro, what can you buy with 66 smackaroos?
Well, let's see. What costs the dollar? Whatever costs the dollar, you can buy 66 of them.
That
little bags of potato chips.
Was absolutely brilliant. Utter brilliance. I'm in the midst of utter
We could have
66 bags of potato chips, so that's not going to be very
right
good
here.
For your diet or your cholesterol level. But I would
well,
not.
Not going to eat them all at once.
I would not.
Well, spread
I would
them
not
out have, over 66 days.
That's no fun. Maybe 33 a day, just get it knocked out in 2 days. I mean, those little bags of potato chips don't go very far anyway. So go ahead and knocking those out. I'm with you there, pal. I probably would have bought 66 candy bars, but, you know, either way. Either way, you're getting to the grave a little faster, so what's nothing wrong with that, right? So, welcome back to Career Callings. I'm your host, Robbie Romeiser, and our mission at Career Callings is to help people avoid the financial and emotional pain of a bad career decision by helping them find, prepare for, and pursue the work God created them to do. You can join us today by phone, text, or email, phone or text at 864-381-7649. That's 864-381-7649, or by email at robbie@careercallings.net. That's robbie@careercallings.net. Well, I wanted to just read a little write-up here that I wrote some time ago called Don't Underestimate the Value of $66, all right? And the whole purpose behind this is to help us understand that even in the workplace, there are going to be times when you are going to wake up and you're going to have a day where you just don't feel like you're bringing any value to the world. You're just going to feel defeated. You're just going to feel out of place, out of sorts. What good am I doing for anybody? And that's just natural for most people. Now, there are those rare, super optimistic, super energized, type AAAA++ people that never have days like that, or at least rarely have days like that. For most people, there are days like that. So this is designed to help you understand that even the smallest contribution that you can make at your workplace where you are now, or at a workplace you might be involved in the future, can definitely have an important impact. Impact, by the way, that you may or may not ever see yourself, but it can definitely be, you can definitely have an impact on those folks around you. In case you're not familiar with it, Philippians 4:19 says this, "And my God will liberally supply, fill to the full, your every need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus." Now, not long ago, a church Sunday school class collected a mere $66 for a missionary in the Philippines. And in light of what $66 can buy in the U.S., which, by the way, you know, Maybe it would be 66 bags of potato chips, 66 candy bars. I could take my family of five to a night at the movies. We could buy five movie tickets and maybe some popcorn for $66, which you're probably going to pay $66 just to walk in the door if you go to a new release of a movie and pay the dollar theater type theater, you know what I'm talking about? In light of what $66 can buy in the U.S., so that particular class didn't feel like they were doing very much to help the missionary. But the missionary wrote back an email recently that kind of helped them to understand that things were other than they thought. This is the excerpt from the missionary's email. Thank you also to the adult Sunday school class that sent money for students' tuition. I was able to divide the gift and give 1,000 pesos, which is about $25, to three different students. Now, one of the students was a pastor that is trying to put himself through school, pastor a church, and care for his family all at the same time. The gift of $25 was enough to finish paying for his half of the school tuition for the semester. Another one of the recipients was a music student that is faithfully serving at his church and helping them build their new building. Another person is a lady who is a Bible major, whose father is a Muslim and has recently been persecuting her for her faith. And here's the note that she wrote in response to receiving her $25 gift. Thank you so much for encouraging me. You have no idea how joyful I was upon hearing about this unexpected blessing. And as you've been a blessing to me, I just want to share what God has taught me, and somehow this could encourage you too. I haven't had a source of income for a month or so now, but since the tuition wasn't due for more than a month, I actually didn't pray about it yet, and then this blessing came. Truly, God knows and supplies our needs even before we ask Him about it. He takes care of us always, Philippians 4:19. And indeed, God is able to supply above and beyond what we can imagine. And there will be times when you'll receive those unexpected blessings. When you do, you should make sure you proclaim those blessings to others for God's glory. And there will be other times when God will prompt you to be the source of one of those blessings. And when He does, be sure to obey. You know, give a gift of $5, $10, $25, or even 15 minutes of your time. That might seem insignificant, but it might even seem like it's not even worth giving, but go ahead and give it anyway. Because if you obey the Spirit when He prompts, realizing that what might seem insignificant to you might end up actually making a major impact on the lives of others. So as we bring that down to the workplace, certainly that's a lesson that can apply in all aspects of life. But you know what? Maybe the Lord's prompting you to just say something very, very small to a coworker in need. I mean, I learned years ago when my mother passed away that just having someone come up to you and say, "Hey, we're praying for you," or "Hey, our thoughts are with you," or "Sorry to hear about your mother passing away." That simple sentence means something. I used to always feel kind of weird about sharing that with someone who lost a loved one. I used to always felt like it wasn't enough to just say, "Hey, we're praying for you." But having been a recipient of that kind of grace, I now know that something that small can make a huge impact on somebody. So in the workplace, if it's picking up a piece of trash or saying something that a coworker needs to hear just the right time, or an invitation to church, or take them to lunch or a cup of coffee, just that good work can make a huge difference in someone's life. And not only be an important step for you and them on a human level, it might actually, believe it or not, create a sense, a level of goodwill in your workplace that might receive attention from even your employers, might even lead to monetary rewards in the future through promotion, leadership positions, and whatnot. So just keep those things in mind. 13 high-paying side jobs for people in their 20s. Now, this was an interesting list of high-paying side jobs that came from Jacqueline Smith, who wrote this for BusinessInsider.com. And she quoted or did some research through a company called FlexJobs. FlexJobs, by the way, is an online service specializing in telecommuting and remote work. And they recently put together a much larger list of high-paying jobs that you can do on the side. But Jacqueline picked 13 here for 20-somethings that they can do. And it was an interesting list. I thought I would share it with you here on the show. Number one that came down, not the highest paying of the group, but I guess it came in at number 13, temporary transcript processor. So if you're a good listener and you're a good fast typist, you can engage in a transcript type of job. Of course, there are plenty of medical transcription jobs out there that you can find on the web. But data entry, like transcript processing, are great side jobs for people who love to work independently, have solid attention to detail, and enjoy the unique challenges of data entry. This typically pays around $15 an hour. Now, another one, number 12, was copy editor and writer. Up to $17 an hour is what these folks can typically be paid. Copy editors and writers can be responsible for writing, execution, and proofreading of materials across digital and print platforms. Now, this one caught my eye because my daughter, my oldest daughter, loves photography. Freelance photographer, up to $20 an hour. Make no mistake, photography side jobs require someone who is highly skilled in photography and related software for editing and retouching photos. But those jobs are out there and available, and you can search for them on flexjobs.com. You can find them on fiverr.com and other gig sites, all of which I link to at careercallings.net/radio, and you'll be able to find those links with a copy of today's broadcast at that link. Merchandise coordinator pays up to $21 an hour. This is someone who just needs a little bit of merchandising experience in order to do this kind of work. And it basically helps maintain and update information such as reports, samples, and updates for merchandising teams. Social media assistant, we've talked about on numerous occasions over the course of the program, the social media manager and assistant job opportunities out there on the web. Up to $21 an hour is what a social media assistant can do part-time, managing social media channels and assisting companies with content marketing. Now, this one jumped out at me. Video reviewer. Now, this is not what you might think. This is not someone who's watching movies and doing movie reviews, although there are plenty of people doing that and making good money doing that. This is someone who might be an expert in your field. You might watch videos in a variety of subject areas and then observe and assess the classroom and instructional performance of the teachers. So if you're a certified teacher in some subject matter, for example, or have great skill set in some subject matter, you could be hired as a video reviewer to make sure the presenters are doing a good job both in technique and also content. These folks get paid up to $25 per hour, so that's not chump change. Online communications associates manage online communities for various websites, $25 an hour. $30 an hour would be for nonprofit charity fundraisers. Software developers, up to $30 an hour. Website designer, up to $32 an hour. Not a bad gig there. Now, this one jumped out at me as well. Sign language interpreter, $36.50 per hour. Not too shabby. So if you had that skill, there's an opportunity there. If you don't have that skill, you can certainly acquire it. And many states require a license to be this. And then this final one here came in at number one. Actually, number two is online researcher, up to $37 an hour. You can be paid to research stuff for people, for professionals, for businesses, making sure that they find out the high-quality answers to what their customers need and what their companies need as well. So you need excellent research skills and the ability to find quality content and deliver it and explain in a way that can be easily understood. So that wraps up 13 high-paying side jobs for people in their 20s. You'll get a link to that at careercallings.net/radio. And be sure in your pursuit of God's calling for your life that you seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. God bless.